503-733-2970. Rick's email says, the baby is operating within normal parameters. Everybody is signing their emails out now. Robert of Southeast, out. 503-733-2970. Damn it. 503, this song screws me up. 503-733-2970. 503-733-2970. If you want to email, you can do it as rick@rickemerson.com. rick@rickemerson.com. In mere moments, we'll be joined by Tim Riley at the City Desk. Let me read a few of these emails. Rick, this is from James. He listens to us in Kuwait. Rick, just a couple more weeks and I get to put the desert behind me. I see that Portland's going to be 102 in the next week. It is 102 right now, and it's only 7:30 in the morning. It's been getting up to 120 degrees during the peak of the day. That's why people like to kill each other over here. They're so pissed off that it's hot, they have to take it out on someone. This, I'm sorry.
I thought that was Texas.
Yes. And it's only the fault of mentally retarded people there, apparently. It's so hot, they have to take it out on someone. This week, it's the Jews' fault that it's so hot. Last time, it was the infidels' fault that it's so hot. Please pass the word on to Storm that she is being watched by the people of Kuwait. And I'm sure a few... Are they even allowed to watch TV in Kuwait? Or is that a glorious workers' paradise? I can never remember.
No, we liberated them.
All right. This week, it's Storm's fault that it's so hot. Hot, hot, hot. Yeah. Storm is being watched by the people of Kuwait, and I'm sure a few of them wouldn't mind This is... Okay. Storm is being watched by the people of Kuwait, he says, and I'm sure a few of them wouldn't mind having her as their third or fourth wife. Take care. Can't wait to listen to you live. And cheers. By the way, I don't want to hear you whine about it being hot. Think about our sops on the base working 12-hour shifts with full battle gear on. 120. All right. James in Kuwait.
All right. Thank you.
503-733-2970. Ladies and gentlemen, let's go now to your personal savior at the City Desk. It is Tim Riley.
From high atop the bottom of the coin tower in downtown Portland, Oregon, CBS presents the City Desk News Beat. Tim Riley reporting. The National Weather Service has issued an excessive heat warning for this afternoon. Heat advisories extend into the weekend. It'll be just like Kuwait here in no time at all. Organizers of the Napoleon Dynamite Festival say a lack of advertising is why only 400 people showed up this year compared to 6,000 people last year in Preston, Idaho.
Who would... All right. The less said about it, the better. 400 people at a Napoleon Dynamite. And the thing is, here's the deal about that, is that will have... There will be a bell curve there. 6,000 people last year, 400 people this year, 2 people next year, no one the 10 years after that. And then in like 12 years, it'll become hip and fashionable again. The good thing about people wearing Napoleon Dynamite clothing, though, is it's shorthand to know who to dislike. You know what I mean? Like, you don't have to worry about getting to know them. You don't have to find out any of their interests. You don't have to learn about where they live or what kind of culture they come from. It doesn't have to let you see the vote for Pedro shirt immediately. It's like putting a spammer on your ignore list in the email. Immediately you know that you don't ever have to be friends with that person.
Speaking of movies, the Ryan Livingston movie filmed here, The Music Within, according to IMDb, will come out next year.
Yay! And,
but something else, if you look it up on IMDb, you'll find that all the Portland extras put themselves on the website. There are no less than 8 pancake patrons or pancake waitresses. Some of these pancake patrons have pictures besides their names.
Are you on there?
I am not. I have common sense. Extras don't put themselves on IMDb or use extra things
I like you're all like pretentious about it. The extras do not put themselves.
And they're allowed to be. If our scenes aren't cut out, we will both be.
Hey, Gray Eubank is in this.
Yeah. Well, everyone in town's in this.
It's everyone. It's
but
this,
you. It's, you're the only one.
It's this year's Vision Quest. Oh, that's Spokane. Paul Michael. That's a fake name. Clint Jung. Alexander. Glenn. These are hilarious names. Glenn Baggerly.
Is he a pancake patron by any chance?
Glenn Baggerly. DJ. There's no Tita Sneed, unfortunately. There's whole families of people. Mm-hmm. Gray Eubank, who was in the Rick Emerson, Joni DeRoshi film Remote Control, and we were talking about Gray Eubank. He's a friend of ours. He worked at NPR or OPB or
OPB,
one of those places.
OPB, the morning newsman.
Yeah, like and that. Now he lives in Otis. Just moved to Otis. Mm-hmm. Chris Harder. Sorry. I'm looking to see if there's anybody. Ruben Rocks. These are great names. Barry Seltzer. Barry Seltzer sounds like some sort of a Borscht Belt comedian. Mm-hmm. There's like a Broadway Danny Rose. What do you want? Do you want the guy who plays the glasses? How about Barry Seltzer? The kids love him. FX. Okay, listen to this. Listen to some guy. FX Vitolio. I'm sure that Vitolio might be real. No one has the middle. FX. Like FX Feeney and FX this thing. That's something that a guy has augmented because everything else in SAG was taken. Mm-hmm. That's it. All right, so this comes out when?
Next year.
All right. Is Leslie Nielsen in this movie?
I don't think so.
This one of the articles about this movie is headlined Leslie Nielsen's Return to Drama.
Oh, maybe it is. He wasn't in town.
Do you know anything about the movie other than your scenes?
No.
Okay. Well, we got to do a big release party for it when Music of the Heart comes out because Sarah and Tim are in it. All right.
Time for the Bush Watch.
Here's your Bush Watch for whatever this is, Thursday.
Resident kind of in charge. We've got the whole country saying, that's my Bush. Life is hard. That's the price of fame. When you're president, everyone knows your name. Hey, what's that thing? It's my Bush. I can't believe he's actually in the White House.
That's on my own.
That's my
President acknowledged persistent racism in America and lamented the Republican Party's bumpy relations with blacks as he addressed the NAACP's annual convention for the first time of his presidency. I understand that racism still lingers in America, he told the audience.
Thanks for taking a bold step forward,
it's a lot
Mr. President.
Easier to change a law than to change a heart. And I understand that many African Americans distrust my political party. The line generated applause.
Yes, it's only African Americans that distrust him. Everyone else loves him unreservedly.
Black support for Republicans in elections hovers around 10%.
Yeah, it's not even that high. There's no way.
Meanwhile, we're going back to hour one, okay. Cut number four. The president has cast his first veto on nixing legislation authorizing federal funding of stem cell research.
Is it true that this is actually the first thing he's vetoed in 5 years?
Yeah.
Was he just waiting for something that could actually cure diseases? Mm-hmm. Was that it? Was like, I'm not going to veto anything unless it's something that will cause... I'm going to wait until my veto can actually cause people to die. That's what I'm going to use it.
He said, quote, these boys and girls are not spare parts, and the cells should not be destroyed in the name of research.
This bill would support the taking of innocent human life in the hope of finding medical benefits for others.
He had vetoed the embryonic stem cell research bill because such research would destroy life.
Each of these human embryos is a unique human life.
Oh, my God. He's standing in front of children, isn't he?
Mm-hmm.
I can hear them in the background, like rats scurrying around in the attic. Mm-hmm. He's standing. I'm going to play that again. George Bush is standing in. I don't even need to see the picture. He's standing in front of children and probably their whole stinking family. Listen, if you listen carefully, you will hear George Bush standing
in little stem cells.
Standing in front of a cooing child who is probably tasered to make it make that noise as he's giving his quote. Listen to this now.
Each of these human embryos is a unique human life with inherent dignity and matchless value.
That's the Bush Watch.
Okay.
He's the president, resident, he's kind of in charge. He's got the whole country saying, that's my bird.
I wonder if that's a job. Like if the central casting sends those people up. I need some white people to stand in front of while I sign
well
this legislation.
Scrum.
Here's the thing about, I don't understand. I wish we had Lisa Goddard back to talk about this. Except she's not even talking. She's in Israel. And Bob Costantini, who, unless I'm wrong about this, Bob Costantini is the guy who is talking about stem cells. And he's not there. Is that right? Isn't he a part-timer? Isn't that his thing, Sarah?
Hmm. Yeah, he's only there, like, in the mornings for a couple hours, I guess.
They send him home, like, right before we're actually... Just in time that we can't use him. I don't understand. Maybe it's just because his approval rating is so low. Like, do you figure that they know they're just going to get hosed come 08 and probably in the midterms, and so they just don't care? They're just going to go... Like, if they know that they're toast, and so they're just going to try to shove as much of this crap on us as they possibly can... Or does he honestly believe that he's representing the views of, you know, like anybody other than my crazy in-laws with this garbage? So, they just don't understand. And when I say they don't get it, I don't mean like in some weird hippie trippy liberal. They just don't get it. I mean, the political reality here they don't even get because, I sound like Bobby Hill's grandfather. The political reality they don't get. Suddenly turned into Carl Reiner. It's like whenever every time they crack down on medical marijuana. Here's the thing is, look, Everybody knows somebody that has cancer. Everybody knows somebody that has some glaucoma. Everybody knows somebody has some horrible disease. Everybody knows somebody that's going to die of something awful and probably treatable or preventable. It does seem like if you veto medical marijuana, it does seem like if you veto stem cells, you're just begging for God to inflict everybody around you with Parkinson's. You know what I mean? So that's a thing where it just seems like they're really trying to rub the corduroy the wrong way. Because everybody in America doesn't necessarily, you know, doesn't necessarily cotton to something that's going to make life hard for cancer people. Here's Tim Riley.
Oh, well, I was just reading the story about the comeback of St. Helens. They're taking a rundown and slightly dangerous district and trying to change it.
Is it a city on the move?
Apparently, they're trying to breathe new life into what they call a ghost town.
Okay. Let's welcome to the Rick Emerson Show, Jesse. Jesse, hello.
Hey, Rick, how you doing?
What's up, brother?
Hey, I got the scoop on the kids at that Bush thing.
Oh, okay. All right. These are the children standing behind George Bush.
Yeah, apparently there was like 70 of them, and all of them were, I don't know, grown or whatever from frozen embryos.
What?
Those all those kids
are you making this up?
No, I heard it on the news this morning.
How would that conference go? I need some children, frozen embryos. Get Carl, get on that right now.
Well, yeah, there are a lot of pushy stage mothers out there. Sign them up.
There's like it's like a frozen embryo, like a casting organization.
The sad part is they only found 70 of them.
Yes. So.
Well, they weren't paying them scales.
I mean, they talk about how there's like thousands upon thousands of these.
They can only locate 70.
They only got 70. That's it.
I mean, I don't want to open a whole can of worms about this whole thing, but as I understand it with the stem cells, they're not getting the stem cells from like they're not breaking into people's homes and stealing embryos that they were planning on using, are they?
No.
Right? This isn't like a couple at home that's got like the embryo right between the Stouffer's and the placenta. And like the government is like, look, we've come for your embryos. We need it. These are embryos.
Maybe I was ground up an embryo for you. I did have this, placenta.
Yes. So. Thank you. These are embryos that are just, I don't mean to be crude, but I really honestly am speaking now just from my understanding of this issue.
I think it was from fertility clinics.
But these are embryos that are sort of like those old fries at McDonald's, right? Things that have been under the heat lamp for more than half an hour, and so they're gonna be going in the back anyway, right? That's the thing.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think they legally can just destroy them.
Yeah, it's all very confusing. All right, well, there you go. All right, thank you, Jesse.
All right, no problem.
All right, bye, Jesse. That's Jesse of placenta fame. All right, it's 503. 733-2970. We played the David Cassidy cut yesterday.
Did we play
David Cassidy's? This is David Cassidy's. We should play it again. This is David because we have a little bit of David Cassidy news to share with Scotty. And then we need to find out who else is on Scotty's guest list.
Scotty J, this is David Cassidy calling. I called the hotline and I must have let it ring 25, 30 times.
Oh.
Never got any answers. So I wanted to let you know. It's 1:23 in the afternoon, my time.
You are not dead to me.
Probably 10:23 your time. So, I don't know what else to say, except I got another one to do, like, in 10 minutes. So, I'll try you back on the hotline.
Bustling interview schedule. Okay. So,
that's so awkward.
Yes, it is. So, apparently, though, David Cassidy, he's going to be on AM Northwest tomorrow. So, Scotty, if you'd like to tune in and see David Cassidy, who will now never speak to you again.
What's AM Northwest?
Apparently, it's his program. Wait, hold on. Scotty, wait, hold on. I've got a Scotty summoner now. Hold on. I've got a sound effect to summon Scotty to the studio. Wait, let me play this now. This is going to be the, because we were talking about how we needed a sounder. Speaking of sounders, don't we have Britney news? Tim?
I think we do somewhere.
All right, so we'll do that at the bottom of the air. We'll do more news at the bottom, including the Britney watch. I now have a sounder with which to summon Scotty. Hold on, let me play this.
Scotty J, this is David Cassidy. I don't know what else to say except...
You're not going to amount to jack squat!
Scotty, please summon him to the studio.
Beam us up, Scotty.
End of message.
What?
Thank God. From the man who brought you... the Britney sounder. Hey, look, and here he is.
Hi, Scotty.
Hi, Scotty J. How are you, sir? All right.
Hello.
Hi. So, David Cassidy is going to be in AM Northwest tomorrow, just in case, because that's the closest you're ever going to get to him now.
David Cassidy is dead to me. You had it all wrong.
Okay, all right. So, have you given up?
Well, this business about him continuing to try the hotline, that's just a line. He never did continue to try the hotline.
Now, how would you know that?
Because I sit in front of it night and day, just waiting for one telephone call.
No, but he was calling at like 10:15. You weren't even here at that point.
Right.
He probably called with tears rolling down his cheeks.
At 10:15, he also had another interview, so when I got here, I just stared at the phone until your show started, and it never rang.
Waiting for a call that would never come.
that's right.
Did we ever find out what other giggling idiot DJs had him on in the morning?
No,
I hope it wasn't somebody in the building.
You didn't know what station it was?
No, I don't. Just as I say that now, I'm realizing it might have been somebody here. I hope that's not the case. Oh, speaking of which,
I don't think it was.
Before we talk about the list of people that you're currently working on to try to get on the program, what was that? You just gave me a huge thumbs down.
My hands are up.
Let him be too disappointed.
No.
All right. Well, in any event, remember with that guy, the ventriloquist that wanted to be on the show?
Yeah. Where's he at?
He was supposed to be in tomorrow, and then we were all very unclear about it. And I heard Scotty's now holding up his right hand in a crude imitation of what a ventriloquist puppet's mouth might be if it was moving back and forth, opening and closing. In case we weren't quite clear on what a ventriloquist was, Scotty was mimicking it by holding up his right hand and then just opening and closing it, crab claw style. That's to drive home what a ventriloquist does, in case you are unclear about what that is. But it's a ventriloquist, and the guy was like, you gotta get him in the studio, he's genius. And I heard him on Couple this morning on our sister station, KUPL 98.7, the biggest hits, the biggest stars. And I almost asked them if I could have an air check of it. I almost asked you if I could have sound of the ventriloquist this morning, because I have to tell you, I couldn't tell whether it was great or whether it was awful. A couple is on in the bathroom here, and I bicycle to work, and I go in and I, change out of my bike clothes sometimes. And today's one of those days where it's so hot that, you're sweating from the bicycle ride, and then once you're done with the ride, you're like, well, at least I'll stop sweating now, and then you don't because it's just, 110 degrees in the building. So I'm in the bathroom this morning changing, and I hear them go, let's welcome now to the Couple Morning Show, ventriloquist, blah, 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 whatever the guy's name is, and Walter. That thing where they always feel compelled to introduce the puppet as its own character. And then he apparently has several characters, this ventriloquist does. It's a ventriloquist and then an old man puppet named Walter. And then I haven't seen him, but he is presumably a white man. And in manner of Job Bluth, one of his ventriloquist puppets is a talking jalapeno on a stick.
Is his name Pepe?
Oh, no.
Who speaks a talking, I forget his name. His name really is like Jose the Jalapeno on a Stick, and he speaks with what can only be described as a Frito Bandito accent. And it's a whole lot of, and so I'm, and listen to this, this is so absurd. So the Couple Morning Show is talking to this guy this morning, and they're interviewing a ventriloquist. It's not just on the radio, it's over the phone, they can't even see him.
So if we interview him, he will be in studio, though.
Yeah, but I mean, at least I guess then we could see him. But the couple people interviewing this morning, the audience can't see him. No one can see him. And yet he's a ventriloquist. Anyway, they say, so who's with you there, Josh or whatever, ventriloquist guy? And he says, well, look at this. I'm here with Jose, the jalapeno on a stick. And I was in the bathroom, and it was actually one of those things where I stopped. And as I was changing into my clothing, I actually stopped and slowly turned and just stared at the speaker. And then the ventriloquist says, well, let's turn it over to Jose, the jalapeno on a stick. And then the next thing you hear is the guy going, hello, senor, I am so glad to be on with you. And you kind of wondered what decade it was suddenly. It was very awkward. I shifted uncontrollably back and forth while listening to it, just awkwardly. So
what's with all the buzz in the press about this ventriloquist?
I don't know that there is any buzz or press about it. But I have to tell you that, we're a very edgy and irreverent program.
Well, if we just have him on, what, for 5-10 minutes, that's no harm.
Hearing the talking jalapeno say things like, hello, I'm glad to be in your radio program. And it really was like the best and worst accent ever.
But the couple lady is probably a lot nicer than you are. I mean, we can totally openly heckle him. It'll be fun.
If he does two puppets at once, it'd be something like this.
I really expected the puppet to burst out into it ain't easy being white. It was like, It was, but no, my point, though, is I can't, if anybody knows the ventriloquist I'm talking, and I'm blanking on his name, if anybody knows about this ventriloquist, apparently he's been on Comedy Central, I can't tell if it's, how do I put this? I can't tell if it's ironic, you know, if sort of a gag or not. Like, is the gag that it's terrible, you know, and sort of bad and cringe-inducing, or is it, like, legitimately supposed to be a fresh, funny thing, and it just is terrible because he doesn't know? So if anybody knows who this ventriloquist, and again, I apologize, I can't remember his name, Larry, maybe?
Will
something.
Will he be here?
Well, they want him in the studio tomorrow, him and the jalapeno on a stick that says things like, you know, how is your sister? She's hot. Yeah, it's... Okay, sorry. Stop. So I'm unclear about whether or not...
Does he work in a junkyard?
No, I don't know. I don't.
He has multiple puppets.
He has one puppet that's... this is all I know about this man. I know from what I heard in the bathroom this morning while I was listening to Couple. One of the puppets is an old man who apparently is a curmudgeon and who's very... They made the observation this morning that he's not very PC.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
What does the jalapeno pepper talk about?
The jalapeno pepper was telling a lot of jokes involving Mexicans. And it was... Okay, I will recreate now for you, and I am not exaggerating. I will now recreate for you this segment. And again, I'm not... This is in no way should it be taken that I'm bagging on the Couple guys. This is... They were, you know... They just
considering
picked,
the same guest.
They just picked up the phone and talked to the guy. So the guy's like... you know, hello, I'm a ventriloquist guy. And they go... And then the Couple guys are like, so, do you have some guests with you? Yes, I do. Why, look, it's Jose, the jalapeno on a stick. And then they shift over to, hello, Couple Morning Show. I am Jose, jalapeno on a stick. And I know it sounds like I'm exaggerating, but I'm really not. And then the jalapeno puppet proceeds to share jokes with the Couple people. Sample joke from this morning, from the jalapeno. I cannot believe I'm having this conversation with other adults. But so, Couple Morning Show, do you hear that they are building a wall between Mexico and America? And then, like, the Couple guys say, yes, we do. Who do you think you are going to get to build that wall?
Jalapenos on sticks.
See, there you go. And then there's the long silence. That's... Oh, I'm looking at these phones and realizing there's no one here to pick them up. Hold on. Hello, Rick Emerson Show. Who is this?
This is Scotty J?
No, this is Rick. How are you, sir?
Hey, this is Greg. Yeah, the comedian you're thinking of, his name is Jeff Dunham.
Jeff, and is he funny? I mean, is it...
He's hilarious.
Really? It made me feel very strange.
Well, he's got... Oh, and it's on the Comedy Central, and they air it once in a while, and it's called Dunham Arguing with Myself.
Yeah, because it's him and a puppet.
Yeah, and he's hilarious.
So you give a thumbs up to the puppet and he's talking jalapeno.
Absolutely, he's just hilarious. About four or five puppets, and they're just hilarious.
Okay, all right, what was your name, sir?
It's Greg.
Thank you, Greg, I appreciate that.
You betcha, Rick.
All right, there you go. It's 503-733... 970. I'm trying to remember some of the other jokes.
I want to hear the old man un-PC jokes.
Some of the edgy Hispanic humor that the talking jalapeno shared with me this morning. Hello, Rick Emerson Show. Who is this?
Hey, Rick. This is Dave.
Hey, Dave. How are you, sir?
I'm great. Hey, this guy was really big back in like the mid, late 90s.
He was really big when?
About mid to 890, like 95, 998 in that era.
So he's on the downward slide now.
Yeah, but this guy's literally, I mean, he was mesmerizing. This guy was so hilarious. He would have the old guy, this jalapeno, and like four characters all at once arguing amongst themselves, every voice just, you know, completely seamless to the next. I mean, you were just watching it going, okay. I mean, you were just mesmerized. It was like a train wreck, but it was fun to watch.
And
the guy was hilarious.
All right. So
I don't think I would pick the radio to disseminate my... ventriloquist skills.
It's all... Because really, if you tuned in and didn't know it's a ventriloquist, it really just does sound like someone doing the worst, most offensive Mexican accent you've ever heard in your life, which doesn't really matter to me. It takes a lot to offend us here, but, you know... All right, so
I would like to, quick edification. I'm going to do a bunch of hand shadow puppets on the radio for you now.
Thank you. Yes. Would you give a thumbs up to having this ventriloquist in the studio?
Yes. The guy is totally hilarious. And if you get him in person, he'll have people rolling.
All right. All right. Thank you, sir. All right. Let's do a couple more here. Let's do two more. Hello, Rick Emerson Show. Who's this?
Curtis with a goose.
Curtis with a goose?
Curtis in the Coup.
Okay, sorry? Just asking?
I thought it was Carl the Gooseman.
Oh, yeah, Carl the Gooseman. Whatever happened to that guy?
I don't know.
All right. Hey, what's up, Curtis? What do you got?
Hey, I saw this guy at Harvey's one time.
Okay.
I was a little drunk, so I could be wrong, okay. But I found him hilarious.
All right. Are you on his payroll?
No.
Okay. No, I'm just checking. That sounded like I found him. The baby is of normal size. The jalapeno is of regulation size and very amusing. So you give a thumbs up to us having the ventriloquist guy on tomorrow.
Well, I'd like to hear him, but it's kind of funny to hear a ventriloquist on the radio.
I'll tell you what. If I have like 30 minutes left in the show, I'll see if I can find the audio from the couple morning show this morning. Because again, and I'm not trying to bag on couples. We're talking about having the same guy on, so there's no knock on them. I'll see if I can track that down and we'll play it. And then the audience can we'll do an Insta poll on whether to have him in the studio tomorrow.
Sounds good.
All right, thank you, sir.
No,
all right.
Thank you.
Thank you. No, sir. No, sir. There you go. All right.
What does he keep pointing at?
Okay, this is what he keeps pointing at. Scotty keeps pointing to something written down on a piece of paper here.
It's hard to read.
Okay, this is what he keeps pointing at. Every time I talk about the ventriloquist and the jalapeno, Scotty keeps pointing at me to do this.
Hello, pussycat. You looking for a nice fat mouse for dinner?
Are you happy now?
I'm very happy.
That's okay. What the flailing was about.
Okay. We should take a break now.
Okay.
When we come back, I guess we've got some calls. We've got some more news to do. There was something that really important that it seems like we had to get to.
Well, we have another guest at 2:30, too.
And we got to do the Weekend Geek, too.
And we have Rupert, too.
And Rube. Oh, damn. That's right. All right. Back after that, and I'll see if I can get the sound of the ventriloquist. All right. You stay there. Back after this, it's the Rick Emerson Show on AM 970. Don't go anywhere.
Look the other way. We can try to understand the New York Times, the best out there. Listen up, you. It's time to make your miserable life slightly more interesting. This is Band-Aid with Sarah Dillon.
Okay. Well, thank you very much.
All right, so if you're still unashamed for your desperate love of Pearl Jam, hey, tonight is your night. You can go check them out tonight at the Arlene Schnitzer Concert Hall. That's at 10th and Broadway. That show starts at 7:30, and if you haven't already gotten your tickets, it's going to run you a little bit of money. They are $75. At Verbody's Pan tonight, The Cops, Glassine, and Miraflores are playing. That show has a cover, and it's 21 and over. I'm sure that cover is a little less than $75. At the Doug for tonight, check out Vagabond Opera, Heroes and Villains, and the Dickel Brothers. That's at 8th and East Burnside. That is a free show, and that is 21 and over. At the Hawthorne Theater, also go see Vellabonds, The Medium, The Medics, and Royal Bliss. They're going to be playing on the main stage there. That show kicks off around 9 o'clock, and there will be a cover for that. If you want to head out and about and listen to some DJs at Holocene at 10th and Morrison, you can see DJs Tant and Bionda along with Truckosaurus. I just wanted to say that because I like the name Truckosaurus. That show starts at 9. That's $8 on the day of the show. All right, that's all I've got for you for tonight. Also karaoke at Sabala's in the Sideshow Lounge. And if I see you there, be sure to buy me a vodka soda, extra lime.
Hey. Oh, God damn it. Hey. That's the... Hey. That was Creed loud. Hey. Hello. Hey. I don't think I can hear anything now. I gotta quit doing that. Hey. Hello. It's 503-733-2970.
That wasn't that loud.
I have my headphones cranked way up, though. Like is at 3, Don and Mike at 7. By the way, if you haven't heard the Don and Mike show, they did apparently about 40 minutes on us yesterday. Not us, our show, but apparently on this radio station. Because long story short, there was a big kind of a sales event that happened last week where the salespeople were out there making a big pitch to, just to, advertisers, drum up business. You know, they do this where they wrote, like, one week, they'll pick a radio station, and sometimes it's us. It's usually not us. But, they'll do this. There's a lot of stations in this cluster, as they say. And they'll have special sales events where, like, the salespeople really focus on one particular station for a gift for a week or for whatever, really, drumming up advertisers and clients of business. And last week it was us. And so we had actually talked about getting some... Sorry. Just adjusting my microphone. Hold on.
Okay.
Okay.
Come on.
Sorry? All right. About having some internal liners produced. And an internal liner is, you know, when you hear those like, hey, this is Tom Likas, and you're listening to AM 970 Celestia. But this would be an internal liner that Likas recorded, and it was just like, hey, this is Tom Likas, salespeople rock, you know, go sell and kick ass. I sent an email to all of the different hosts, you know, Likas and Stephanie Miller, and Likas did it. His was great, actually. He came back from vacation, so his voice was all trash, but his was great. Everybody else was on vacation. So we sent a request to Don and Mike's people saying, hey, glad to have Don and Mike in the station. Great stuff. If you get a chance, would it be possible for them to cut like an internal liner just for our salespeople? And when you deal with Don and Mike, you got to know there's like a 50-50 chance that anything you ask them privately will just somehow end up on the air. So I missed it, but apparently there was about 40 minutes spent on them lecturing the salespeople on the air yesterday. So good times. Let's welcome now to the Rick Emerson Show live from Los Angeles. No one noticed that. Jim Roop, CNN radio correspondent to the stars. How are you, sir?
Woo-hoo. I'm fine. How are you?
That's fantastic. That's a great two. I am doing well, sir.
Hey, you know, it's always dangerous, I think, when you tick off the sales staff.
Yeah, well.
Because sales runs the company, man. How good your talent is, if they're not selling spots, you're not getting paid.
I have to tell you that we pride ourselves on being a radio program that does a couple things. That respects engineers and the engineering department, and we respect the salespeople. We know that the salespeople, you know, as Sheldon the Machine Levine says in Glengarry Glen Ross, I know what the premium leads cost. I generated the sufficient dollar revenue to buy them. So, yeah, no, I just, but so.
What a great movie that is.
See, that's what I'm saying, that you even know it and recognize it and love it. That's another reason why you were fantastic.
Certainly, man. That's one of the great ones that even, he's dead now. Doggone it.
Okay. Jack Lemmon,
Alec Baldwin. They're all, it's a great crew in there.
It is a classic.
You remember the movie The Tin Men?
Yes, yeah. Was that Richard Dreyfuss?
Richard Dreyfuss?
Yeah.
Was that, sure.
Yeah, that's a great film.
I like it.
Hey, let me ask you this. What do you think about us having a ventriloquist on the radio? Okay, well, there you go. I think that's...
Wait, don't give me that Ed McCarthy thing. I think that could be a great bit.
I've got you. Somebody has isolated you laughing. Hold on. There you go. That's it.
That's not my real laugh. That's one of those obligatory Ed McCarthy laughs.
We're just going to build up a bank of everybody at CNN giggling and laughing, except for Laura Caviezel, who just stares sullenly and with bitterness. Okay, that's what we're going to take from you right there, that snort. Have you seen my 100 cats? I got a man, you know. He's mine. He's marrying me because he wants to. I'm sorry, that was wrong of me to do.
Okay. You guys are talking to her a lot, aren't you?
Okay. I don't even know what the hell we were talking about. Oh, God.
I think the ventriloquism thing, that could be a great bit because you can do a lot with that. And if people are, and I know your listeners are very creative, they have great minds.
Yes.
Things will happen in their heads that will be fantastic.
Yeah, I suppose. Apparently one of his ventriloquist puppets is a talking jalapeno pepper. Who speaks with a really, really, really great or terrible, depending on one's point of view, stereotypical Mexican accent.
Okay.
And says a lot of things like, say hello to your sister. It's all very weird and great.
I say do it.
God. Hey, Barry Bonds.
Yeah.
Let's talk about Barry Bonds. Is it his trainer? Is it a guy that gave him something,
Greg Anderson is, first of all, a childhood friend of Bonds, and he became his personal trainer.
Okay.
He was giving him these creams and other supplements that Barry Bonds says, well, I thought that was arthritis cream and flaxseed oil.
Okay.
Apparently it was laced with some performance enhancing drugs.
It was laced with Hulk, extract of Hulk, I think.
Yeah.
Because Barry Bonds became a huge man. I mean, like way faster and way bigger than, I mean, it really was like some genetic engineering.
Remember those early days when he played with the Orioles and stuff? He was a real skinny guy. Like Sammy Sosa was too when he came up with the White Sox.
Yeah.
Real skinny guy. They all blew up.
And it was like an exponential growth going on. So I'm unclear, because again, I'm not a huge sports fan, but so is it, who has been convicted of what here, if anything, and who's going to be convicted of something?
Craig Anderson did serve some prison time for the whole Balco thing, that laboratory that produces these steroids.
Right.
Now, they're trying to indict Barry Bonds for two things: perjury, for lying. The prosecutors are saying he did know that the supplements he was using had steroids in it. And Bonds says, no, I didn't know that. So they want to get him on perjury. They also want to get him on tax evasion, because apparently he made a lot of money on sales of autographs and other memorabilia, and he didn't claim it.
All right, anybody who makes money on the sale of autographs, I want to go to prison anyway. Seriously, if you are making money off signing your name on a piece of freaking paper, you ought to go to prison, and you ought to be beaten senseless by another inmate while you're there. That's my opinion, and that's the opinion of the Rick Emerson Show.
People collect those damn things.
Yeah, but you know, I've heard all of that they charge for it because it ends up on eBay or whatever. But you know what? If you have enough success in your life that somebody will stand in line and get your signature on a piece of paper, and to me, it's like if you are famous enough that someone is willing to pay for your autograph, that's even more reason why you shouldn't charge for it, because you just thank your freaking stars that you got that lucky.
And you're obviously making enough money that because you are that famous.
Yeah, so I mean, those things can stuff it is what they can do.
I hear you.
But tax evasion is great, because that's the other, that's the Al Capone thing.
When they
can't get you on anything else, they'll throw that in as like a surefire, like, well, if nothing else, you will be nailed for this.
They can get anybody on tax evasion. They look hard enough, they can get anybody.
That's
but Anderson, because he refused to talk to the grand jury earlier in the month, he was sent to federal prison. The judge says you'll stay there until you either decide to talk or the jury's term expires.
Yeah.
Well, the jury's term expired today. Anderson gets out of prison. Mark Garagus, here's that name again, is Anderson's attorney. He says they can subpoena Anderson every day when this new grand jury convenes. He's still not going to talk, so he's going to wind up back in prison. But the new grand jury, is still going to work on the Bonds case, so that means Bonds is not out of the clear yet either.
God, Mark Garagos, you just have one high-profile case and you are employed for life.
I'm telling you.
All right, Jim Root, my brother.
Not even that good. I mean, well, I guess he is. Yeah. But, I mean, Scott Peterson got convicted.
No, it's true. It's true. You know,
and he left Blake, and he left Michael Jackson before all that stuff hit.
No, he does have a bit of a spotty record. Let me ask you this. What's Marcia Clark doing these days? Where's she even at?
You know, I don't know. That's a good question.
We had to do like an OJ 10 years after kind of a thing. No, I would totally. That OJ case, man, that's one of the, you know, when aliens come and examine our civilization someday, that's going to be the case they look at. It. That is the most representative of American culture criminal case ever, I think. So.
Well, we know where, what's the attorney's name? Jeez, oh man, I got all kinds of problems here going on.
clearly we know exactly where he is. You can't even think of his name.
He's dead.
Well, there you go. Oh, Johnny Cochran.
Johnny Cochran. Chris Darden, where's Chris Darden?
If my life you cannot save, you must put me in a grave. We have to go now.
All right.
Thank you, Jim Roop.
Thank you.
CNN correspondent Jim Roop in Los Angeles. Okay. Okay, couple quick bits of news, then we have to break. Scotty is insisting that Scotty is claiming that callers are calling him demanding to hear Britney news. I believe that's a lie, but we'll do it when we come back. When we come back, we'll do Britney news. So CJ the Vegan, we talked about this yesterday. CJ backed out like a girl, like a small
child. Full on backed out now.
He full on, I don't want to go bad! And then he ran away. Susan Reynolds talked about it yesterday. He ran away. But he's going to be on tomorrow. All right, so we are going to talk to CJ, the vegan, tomorrow around 1 p.m. Because we have meat eaters, more than one, lined up, ready to box, ready to fight as part of Sport Fight 17. So we had the vegan, and he started the whole thing, by the way, and then he backed out. So we have the carnivores lined up, and we pick one meat eater. CJ the vegan will call tomorrow at 1 p.m., and we're going to find out what his deal is and why he wanted to back out. When we come back, we will have Britney news. Just so we can use the Britney sounder. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll be back after this. It's the Rick Emerson Show on AM 970. Solid. Oh, yes. Wait, hold on. Week in Geek. Wait. No. Hold on. I've got it. Oh, where the hell? Oh, wait. Isn't this gripping? I don't know where it is.
Okay, should I just...
I've lost the Week in Geek. Wait. Is it right here? No. Bye now. Sorry. You know, we're just going to call that one a wash for this weekend. Sorry, Aaron. Somewhere I can hear Aaron clutching a mouse until it breaks. I should be killed. It's 503-733-2970. The Rick Emerson Show continues shamefully. Next.
Scotty J, this is David Cassidy. I don't know what else to say, except
you're not going to amount to
jack squat. Scotty, please summon him to the studio.
Beam us up, Scotty.
End of message.
All right, it's 503-733-2970. We now enter the saddest part of the broadcasting day, the final segment of the Rick Emerson Show. Please do not call. Coming up tomorrow, what's happening tomorrow? Oh, tomorrow, Scott Daly from FilmFeverRadio.com will be here to review Lady in the Water. What else? We'll also talk with Dennis Pitzenbarger from the Portland Tribune. And I believe we will be having a cloth pepper on a stick. It's 503-733-2970. Ladies and gentlemen, you've apparently been calling and demanding it, badgering us for it over and over and over again. Ladies and gentlemen, let's get to some Britney news. It is today's Britney Watch.
I think I did it again.
Well, a couple of items. Britney has finally sold her plush Manhattan apartment for a staggering $4 million. She bought the four-story penthouse pad for more than $3 million in 2002, but put it on the market for under $6 million. Then Britney has won an apology from the National Enquirer after the publication claimed her marriage to Kevin Federline was over. The singer, who did not ask for damages, was said to be about to divorce Federline in the Enquirer's British and Irish editions, but an apology retraction had now been published in both editions. I didn't know they had separate editions.
And here's the thing, is that this morning I heard Stephanie Miller was talking about this, that they're going to be on her Tinsel Talk segment. They're renewing their vows. Mm. Yeah. Britney referred to her marriage as being better than ever and, quote, all shiny and new.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So there you go. So Britney Spears renewing her vows with Kevin Federline. And we didn't have this story last week because I think we pulled it, then we never got to it. But Kevin Federline has now got this is completely true, a bustling side business wherein he will appear at your party for $20,000. Mm-hmm. For $20,000, we should raise money to have him at a listener party so we can pelt him with rocks and garbage.
Only if he brings a jalapeno on a stick.
Yeah, exactly. There you go, ladies and gentlemen. There's your Britney watch.
Before you go, there's something I want you to have.
You see, my problem is this.
It just doesn't make any sense at all. It's just ludicrous. Okay, it's 503-733-2970. There's other sound bites here. Was it? We're supposed to be other news?
Oh, yeah, we never got to that.
Well, let's just hear the sound bites out of context.
I was just wishing that Lebanon is and America, Israel, would be and be friends in peace and love.
They don't even bother to take out the sound of the adult prompting him.
It's one of the stem cell kids.
Okay.
For too long, my party wrote off the African-American vote, and many African-Americans wrote off the Republican Party.
Okay.
Vladimir Putin. Matter of fact, I had a good slice of beef last night. Too many OBGYNs aren't able to practice their love with women all across this country.
Fantastic. Let's welcome now to the Rick Emerson Show, whoever this is. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, who's this?
Hi, this is Luke. How's it going?
Hi, Luke. What's up, brother? How can I help you?
Hey, I cannot remember the guy's name, but the ventriloquist?
His name is Jeff Dunham, apparently.
That's right, Jeff Dunham. He's hysterical. You have to have him on the show.
So you saw him on a television or live or?
I've seen him once live, and a couple years before that I saw him on Comedy Central as well. And there's nothing visual about his skit. It's a jalapeno on a stick.
So really, it's not like a visual experience.
If you think like Taco Del Mar, change that fish to like a jalapeno with a little hat on it, and
okay, that's kind of funny.
You're in the market.
No, that is. I have to tell you, when I was in the bathroom this morning, changing and listening to this guy being interviewed by the Lee and Alana on Couple this morning, I did laugh. Don't share this. I LOL'd. I did laugh out loud. But at the same time, like, I felt dumb for laughing out loud because the humor, no disrespect to the guy, it was just a stupid humor. It was literally, because in your head, you're visualizing a cloth jalapeno speaking in a bad Frito Bandito voice, and it was funny.
Well, he's not even like a hand puppet. I mean, he just has a little, like, a trigger for a mouth, and that's all he uses. And then he's got, like, some really cranky old man puppet that he uses, too, and that's better than the talking jalapeno.
Well, you know, that's a bold statement. All right, thank you, Luke.
No problem.
All right, there you go.
So that's the jalapeno is kind of like a bit player.
I'm
getting kind of excited now.
Hey, by the way, speaking of bit player, so Music of the Heart, we got to verify that both Leslie Nielsen and, wait for it, Clint Howard are in this movie that you guys are in.
Well, they never showed their face when we were on set.
Well, yeah. No, they don't want to be upstage.
I thought it was a really bulbous Ron Livingston.
A bulbous Ron Livingston.
Seriously, his features were enormous.
Well, what do you...
Like his nose and
his chin. Doesn't make any sense. His features were enormous. Like his...
They had this enormous... Like, he looks really attractive on screen, but really, in real life, like, he looks so disproportionate.
I mean, he looks like a normal person.
He looks like a spinning image character.
Mm.
Yeah, all right. Okay. And there you go. Tomorrow, Dennis Pitzenbarger, Talking Jalapeno, also Scott Daly from FilmFeverRadio.com, and CJ the Vegan. Rick Emerson Show produced today and every day by the lovely and talented Sarah X. Dillon for AM 970 Solid State Radio in the newsroom, Tim Riley, Scotty J. More than an intern, Rick Emerson Office East, managed by Dave Zinn. It's 503-733-2970. Make a note. We're back in 21 hours. Like us next. Donna Mike at 7. John and Jeff at 11. Stephanie Miller tomorrow morning, 6 to 9. Please check it out. Do try to catch it. As always, don't let the bastards grind it down. Thank you for listening. See y'all tomorrow. Bye.
Scotty J, this is David Cassidy. I don't know what else to say except...
You're not going...